if there's an opportunity for peace now in the Middle East, between Israel and the Palestinians, obviously, you know, the heads have to be knocked. Do you think this administration has any predilection or ability to pressure Sharon government into doing anything?
Are they capable of making tough choices? I think they are, frankly. Whether they'll do it, who knows? The British certainly see the need to produce an Arab Israel in the Western interest, and in the interest, I think, of the local people. I mean, I think in the interest of the Israelis, the Americans have to come in. Really, they can't do it. They're incapable of doing it. It's like two kids in the playground. The teacher has to come and you know, solve that quarrel. But you've asked the $64,000 question. Will the United States have the political courage? It may be that there are people in Israel who are betting on this, you know, hoping that it'll just, they'll just fritter it away. But I think there has to be a very intense American effort with the backing of the President of the United States, and clearly, as you know, the Vice President. Cheney's the guy who makes things happen.
On questions of identity, historical rights, justice, the Messiah, you cannot compromise. And this is a very, very terrible and bloody situation. And this is why the third party has to play such a critical role. And this is where the United States comes in. Because if you leave it to those combatants, they will never compromise. Because each has its own extremists. Neither has the courage to confront those people. They can't make the concessions that are really needed. The Iraqis are out of the equation. The Syrians now are immobilized. So their destructive influence is taking children from the court. The Israelis and Palestinians are both highly exhausted. Both understand that a peace agreement has to emerge from recognition of the other country's legitimate rights. Two states side by side. There is a road now to a real end. The disarmament of the terrorist movement, an end to Israeli settling, the dismantling of illegal settlements, the withdrawal of Israeli forces, the beginning of a true dialogue, not involving Arafat and his predators, but involving Palestinians who are prepared to go the whole nine diplomatic yards. But only the United States has the power, the influence, the bargaining chip, the elbows to do this. And it needs to do this to save its friends, to provide both Israelis and Palestinians with a place in the sun. Somebody I know described Israelis and Palestinians as Siamese twins. We can't divorce each other. We share vital organs, the same air, the same water, the same security, the same sustenance, the same sinews of survival. The idea that one can defeat the other is as ludicrous as the idea that one Siamese twin can defeat the other, because in that defeat will be its own defeat, its own destruction.
There's a window of opportunity. Whether they'll leak through it, I just don't know. I hope so.